everybody to Slash the Circle. I'm Angie Sedith Walsh, and my co-host is with me today, Kate Robertson.
Hey, everybody.
Today, hi, everybody. We have a very special guest with us. We have a man who is a friend and who has some phenomenal information he's going to share with us today. He's an author, and I interviewed him back in 2019 when he wrote his first book, Spiritual Consciousness, A Personal Journey. And he has something very special that he's going to share with us today, along with some other information. So if you've ever been wondering if UFOs are real, if ETs, aliens exist, all of these questions, astral travel, we have so much in store for you today. So I'd like to welcome our special guest, Kevin J. Briggs.
Well, thank you, Angie, for that introduction. And thank you, Kate, and for both of you inviting me on your show. Because without people like yourself, I can't get my message out there. And I've been asked by my ET star families to share my lifelong interaction with them. And because all the information is already there, we have to access it.
Yeah, all the information is inside of this. And that's what people, they'll tell me, though, I don't have gifts like you. I'm like, yes, you do. We all have gifts. But as if you're not nurturing them and you're not, you know, like I've told you, like I had Harry Potter school with my kids. I did my own Harry Potter stuff before Harry Potter was even, you know, introduced to everyone. All of these things are being introduced to help people open up, open their minds up to the possibilities, open their consciousness up so that they are open to receive. That's the key thing. When you're open and you're open to receive, then you can say what you would like to see and what you wouldn't. If you don't want to see an ET, then don't see an ET. But if you want to, you know, you want validation with something, ask for signs. You will get them. When you ask for something, I do it all the time. I was telling Kevin the other day, I asked for a butterfly. And normally I see monarch butterflies. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to see a monarch butterfly on February 1st. But guess what? One flew right, real slow-mo by me. And I was on the phone with Kate and I screamed out. I'm like, butterfly. Like, but you ask for it. And if you believe that you're going to receive it, then you, so this takes some patience too, because if people are just going to go outside and say, well, I want to see a monarch butterfly and it's a blizzard out, you have to believe that you're going to see that butterfly, correct?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. It's all part of thought, intention. Are we creating the butterfly to fly? I did exactly the same. I was sat by my pool, and also it's winter here, and we've had some cold snaps in Florida, not as cold as what they have elsewhere. But and yeah, then yeah. I was just thinking about butterflies and looking forward to spring, and then this monarch butterfly just flew. I don't know where it came from. I didn't see it coming towards the pool cage, but it just flew right across the pool cage like that. And I thought, well, that's a sign that, you know, spring is coming, the butterflies will be here. You know, I've got some bushes when they flower, all the butterflies come out. But that's because I enjoy the nature. That's because I'm connected to the nature. I'm connected to those vibrational frequencies. I know I was sat in my front yard about 4 or 5 months ago, and I was just sat under this huge sycamore tree. I like to sit there and watch what's going on, relax, open your mind to what's happening around you, because it's part of my consciousness. And I saw this huge grasshopper, and I looked at it and I thought, you're going to land on me. I know that. And it jumped towards me about 10 feet, the jump and fly of it. And then it jumped and flew again to the right. So it was off center. And I thought, I know you're going to land on me. I know it. It jumped back into the middle. And then it jumped again and landed on my stomach on my shirt. And I looked at it and it's got these big bug eyes. It was a big grasshopper insect. Then it started walking up my shirt like this. And I'd got an open neck shirt on. And I looked down at it and I said, I don't mind you landing on it, but don't go inside my shirt. Go onto my shoulder and you can sit there as long as you want. So he changed direction and he went and sat on my shoulder. But that's the connection to through consciousness itself in relation to those insect realms. But as I said before, it transcends those different realms all the way up to the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, the angelic realms. And once we learn that, we will evolve as a species.
So let's just touch on this, because when you're able to talk telepathically, because like when I was working with my kids like this, how I got them to get into that mindset was, I would say, I'm thinking of three colors, red, blue, and purple. Which color am I thinking of? Or I'd say, I'm thinking of numbers 1, 2, 3. What number am I thinking of? That's how I was getting them into that mindset. So this is how others can like start slowly to ease into this. And then you get to the point of where you just say, I'm thinking of a color, or I'm thinking of a number, and they'll be able to tell you what it is. Now, the thing is that you also have to teach them that it's rude and impolite to read someone's thoughts without their permission. So because my kids were coming home from school and they were like, so-and-so said this about me, it may have been something nice, you know, like they thought they were a nice person or whatever. But I had to explain to them that was not polite to read someone's thoughts without their permission. So if you want to explain how that works, where you have to not only protect your thoughts when you're out around people, because when we get engaged with others, we can interact that way, either telepathically or with our energy.
Yes, you can, though. I think the thing is, it's discernment. You need to learn discernment, when to use the abilities and when not to use it. And it's not right to enter people's thoughts and know what they're thinking without their permission. So with all these abilities that we learn, we have to learn the new rules that go along with them, because we have to continue to interact with one another. And discernment is a very important part of that, I would say.
Do you feel that, this is what I feel, this is what I have come into, I think Kate has as well, I'll ask her in a second. But with discernment, do you feel that like it's your intuition first and you have to learn to trust that, and then you are gifted discernment? Because as you get that discernment, the more you use it, the stronger it becomes, to where you just know things in certain situations, whether to engage with someone or not, whether to embark on something or not. That's a whole different dynamic.
I would agree with that to some degree, yes. The intuition is part of it. We have to learn to trust the intuition when you have a thought. I ask for many things in my life, and I'll ask, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? Can you do this? I need this, but I need this so I can get to that stage. And then they will help you. They won't ask, if you ask to win the lottery, they won't assist you with that. But I did have a friend, actually, who asked that of his ET guides. And he said, I'd like to have the 6 winning lottery numbers. So he went to bed that evening and he had a dream. And dreams are a modality of contact using consciousness. And in the dream, he was in a room and there were 6 doors. He opened up each door and there was a number behind it. So when he woke up in the morning, he wrote the numbers down. That evening, he went to go and put the numbers on the lottery, and he didn't win. He was most perturbed. So he contacted his guides, and he said, you didn't ask to win. You asked for 6 winning lottery numbers. So he checked the previous 6 weeks, and those numbers came up 4 or 5 weeks before. So you have to be precise in what you're asking for. But it was a lesson to him. Pay attention to detail, and you know, is there some discernment in there or not? I think there probably was from the ETs. They gave him what he asked, but he should have said, can you give me the 6 winning numbers to the lottery tomorrow? And he missed that important word out. That's why the words are important in this mandate of protocol, because each word has a meaning. Each word has consciousness within that meaning.
And you're right. Like when you're speaking, when you're manifesting something, or if you're asking for something, just like him, he just said, they gave him the lottery numbers. Now here, I'm going to point this out, because people always ask me, my brother's one of them. He's like, if you know so much, like with your gifts, he's like, then give me the lottery numbers. And I tell him, I'm like, you don't even get it. You've already won the lottery in so many different ways. Like, you know, people always think it's you know, material things or money or whatever, but you can win the lottery in other ways, that with blessings and such. But the words, Your words have so much power. Your thoughts have so much power. And when they're all in sync with your beliefs, your intentions, and your actions, just like if he would have said, give me the 6 winning lottery numbers so that I can win the lottery tomorrow, then possibly that would have happened. But see, therein lies the lesson of you have to use all of those things in sync together and use precise wording. Now don't get so like nervous about like, okay, I have to say it exactly like this. You do, but you don't want to put the nervous energy into it because then that's going to cancel things out too.
Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah, I would agree with that entirely. And it's really, you know, like you say, you know, I think I'm very privileged. I live it out in the country. I'm surrounded by all this wildlife and insects and birds and things. And I've been educated to a level where I appreciate that. And, a lottery win would be nice. But I'm happy where I am. I'm happy in that level of consciousness. And what better gift than happiness for someone, whether it be in your work, within your family, within your relationships? It's all part of it, really. And once we understand the power of thought and consciousness and creation, then we can create that reality that we... Because when you think about it, everything you do, the first thing you have before you do it is a thought of it. It's a thought, I want to do that. I would like to go to college. I would like to do a degree. But then you have to make the step forward to bring that into manifestation. But the first thing with everything is a thought, and it's a thought of consciousness. That's the creation that we have.
Bingo. And that's where, you know, I myself realized over the years that if you have fear is just as powerful as any other creation, any other energy and happiness or joy or hope or, you know, desire that you can have. And if you're fearful of something or you think about, you know, oh boy, you know, I was a single mother. Okay. So I was a little afraid, like, oh boy, if I get sick or something happens to me, then what's going to happen to my children? Well, what happened? I ended up terminally ill for a while. And I'm like, man, I, you know, forgive my French here, but I kind of screwed myself over in a sense by thinking about that and worrying about that. And so I had to learn to change that mindset and that thought process and make sure that I was more careful with what I was thinking about, because fear, that's very important. And going into co-creation with the ETs and things like that, you want to make sure that what you're calling in to work with you are of, you know, higher, lighter, more positive vibrational energies rather than the more lower vibe, negative or darker energies.
Yeah, I would say that's perfectly correct. Our thoughts are very powerful, and the negative thoughts, the fear thoughts, can create that, which it clearly did. It was a great lesson to you. We have to be mindful of our thoughts. We have to have the positive thoughts. But then we also have to realize that there are negative ETs. There are negative entities out there. So we have to protect ourselves from them. I know they're there. I avoid them. I've always protected myself from them. But I know they're there. So we have to, the controlling of the thought is another lesson that we need to learn in relation to manifesting that future that we really desire. And what I'm proposing now is collectively our consciousness, our collective consciousness will create a new society that we desire for our children, that we desire for our future generation. And this new society we will co-create with our ET star families, and it will include them. And that's my thoughts. And if I can share those thoughts with others, others can share those thoughts themselves. It helps with that collective consciousness. I've just put a conscious thought out there. And now it's a verbal thought because I've transferred it from a thought to verbally to sharing it with other conscious beings who will think about it and expand on it and share it with others just by thinking about it. So that's the power of thought and consciousness, really.
How many times have you guys, because this has happened to me too, where I've thought of something or I've said something, because I always like to be different. You know, I'm okay with being different. Some people say weird, I say unique. But how many times have you guys thought of something, you, Kate and Kevin, and it wasn't in existence, okay? Say it was like a catchphrase or a word or something. I'm going to use the example of whatever, because I used to say whatever for years before anybody was saying it. Then all of a sudden, I'm opening up all these catalogs. I'm going out and I'm seeing shirts, and the word whatever is on everything. So I'm wondering, like, you know, I could have made a lot of money on that. But I didn't realize, because this was back in my like late teens, early 20s when this was happening. And then all of a sudden it just boomed, you know. Have you guys had that happen?
I don't purposely go out to manifest, because I just request, I ask, and then the things do manifest. I don't try to do it on purpose, although I do remember thinking, I had an image in my head. I wanted a little house with a front porch with a picket white fence on the porch, as it were. And I thought, that's where I would like to live. I remember driving past one and I thought, oh, if I could live in a house like that, that would be tremendous. And I think 8-9 years ago, I bought a house just like that. And it had that image. I live in it. It was an old derelict house. I bought it. My wife found it and we bought it and we fixed it up. But I'd got that image in my mind. And now I live in that little house with the little veranda out in the country with all the nature and everything. So those thoughts are powerful. And I remember when I drove past this particular house, and I thought, I'd love to live somewhere like that. And at that time, I probably couldn't afford to buy one. But then the market collapsed and then the prices came down. And then this was an old derelict one, so it went fairly inexpensively. So it was within my budget. So I achieved, there were other events happening around that, but I achieved and my wife always wanted a house in the country that looked, had the sunset at the back of the house. And the sun sets at the back of our house every day. So we both achieved what we wanted, but we had the thoughts first. And then other things fell into place where we were able to achieve that. Did we manifest it? I suspect we did, but we needed help around that in relation to maybe the price, the cost and everything, and the timing. But we were able to achieve that goal here. So again, it's just really, the thoughts are very important, and the timing is as well, because you might have a thought, you know, and then 5 years later, you've worked towards that particular thought and you've manifested it. And you've got, I look back now at my life and I think it's just how I've navigated through it. It's like a maze's life, as I'm sure you're aware yourselves. And there's so many pitfalls and turns and going down the wrong alley, as it were. So how I've got to this stage, I'm sure because I've asked for assistance and help, as we do here in our third dimension. You ask your mother, your father, your family, your friends, your extended family, your uncles and aunts. Well, I extend beyond that to my galactic family. So I've got a larger pool of people to help me achieve what I wanted to achieve. So, I feel very fortunate and very grateful for the information that I've been given, and it certainly helps. But now I'm sharing that information. I've been asked to share that with others about the ETs, about consciousness, about creation, manifesting. It's all part of it, really.
Kate?
That's fantastic. I love the way you put that, honestly. I had all these questions yesterday, and we've touched on so many different things.
Go ahead, Kate, if you have some.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, write something down and think about it. There's a couple of things I wanted to touch on, because the manifesting is true. A lot of people get frustrated by that. You know, people start doing with vision boards and really, like, you just take that vision board and you put it in your mind, and you're creating your life. That's what people don't understand, is you have the power to heal yourself, to create. You know, people can, we're still using higher powers. We're still working with, you work with your ET star families. I work with the celestial beings. I work with, you know, I can work with the ET star families, but the main ones that come in are those that are like angels, ascended masters, guides, that kind of thing. But the, I did the same thing that you did with my kitchen. Okay. So I had I wanted Mickey Mouse kitchen. I wanted dishes, and I had the pattern in my head that I wanted his parts, the parts of Mickey on the plates. It took probably 6 years at least, because like little things would pop up each time I would go to Disney. There would be like a tea kettle that had the Mickey parts on it, the head, the hand, the pants, the shoes. And I was like, oh, I just need the dishes. Well, one time I went in there and all they had was like dessert plates. So I bought the dessert plates, and it was just getting like little bits at a time. I kept thinking about what I wanted, what my kitchen would look like, what the dishes would look like, everything. Till one day I walked into the World of Disney store, and literally my entire kitchen was in there. And I told my mom, take the kids, I'm shopping. So I got all my dishes. I got everything. It was like the Mickey parts had just threw up in that store. And I was so happy, because, and I'm like, that's proof, your house and then my kitchen is proof. You put the power behind it and you can create, you can manifest, you can heal. Kate's going through healing right now. Kate.
I think the healing part is very important in relation to being able to heal ourselves. And that's because we can use consciousness again as a communication within each individual cell in our body, because each cell is conscious. We are conscious. If we have conscious thoughts of healing, conscious thoughts of being healthy, we stay healthy. If you have a conscious thought of breaking an arm or something, or falling over, you may well in a couple of days fall over and break your arm. So you have to be very careful in relation to those thoughts. So have positive thoughts when you wake up in the morning. I am healthy. I'm going to have a good day today. I speak to my cells, ask them to take care of me, using the thought and consciousness, because they listen to what I'm saying. And while we do that, we stay healthy. I know at some point my physical body will fade out and I'll pass on and I'll move to those higher levels of consciousness. But while I'm here, I will keep talking to it. I will keep it healthy. I will have those positive thoughts of keeping it healthy. And I can always reach out to the healers. I've got a number of friends who heal using Reiki, and they've got some tremendous, they're actually healers themselves. That's their purpose here, to be a healer. But we haven't really woken up yet to the fact that, A, we can heal ourselves, and other people who are healers can heal us as well. And we use the, you know, regular medicines and things that are available out there, but really we can heal ourselves. And there's some tremendous stories out there of people who have had tremendous disabilities or diseases and heal themselves. Yeah, so it is again, it's down to those thoughts, how powerful they are.
I'm very excited to hear somebody else speak like that, because honestly, that's truthfully what I did. I was supposed, according to doctor, I shouldn't have lived past 37. Okay, 36, 37. I'm now 39. Wow. So I've been trying to get that information out there to people to tell them, listen, you know, you can command healing. And it doesn't just go to the fact that, yes, you communicate with your cells and you tell them what to do. You can, you know, ask them what to do, but you have to be thankful in the way that you do it. And you have to be grateful for all that they are doing for you. But I also know there's energy sides of things where if you have, you know, more limiting beliefs, they can cause resistance. If you have darker emotions that you've trapped that can also cause problems in your body. Because what happens is that also manifests in it. I call it like a little, it starts out small, but then it grows into this monster, you know, that takes control because you let it consume you, or you let it consume your thoughts for a time or whatnot. So it all boils down to getting in the right mindset and getting everything back into place. But the way you put it with, you know, you can tell your cells to heal. You can tell your cells, you know, what you need them to do. It's something I've been speaking about is self-healing for the last years on YouTube and social, you know, just with friends and family and whatnot, also in social media, trying to get that word out there, because it's so important that people learn and understand that it's stop looking outside of yourself and start looking within, you know? And that is so important that you are doing what you're doing. So thank you for being a voice, Angie. Thank you for being a voice, because this is what is needed in this world for us to be able to get to where we need to go and to be able to evolve to the next level into 4 and 5D where we're headed, which is what the ETs are trying to help with. And you know, it's not something that I speak about a lot, but I also have some contact in that aspect as well. As well as the angelic realms, celestial realms, I prefer to say. But your mandated protocol, I think it is so important, because how can they come here without people, if people are afraid for them to come, you're going to have governments trying to attack. And we don't want that. They want to come here peacefully. So we want to keep things peaceful. And that's exactly what the mandated protocol is about and what it's for. And that is so important that you're getting it out there. I love that you know other people who are actually getting the word out there and that they're starting to put that in place. That's fantastic. So
yeah,
what you spoke a little bit in a previous interview that you did with Jeff Mara on his podcast, and you had talked a little bit about the reason for the mandated protocol and the reason for them wanting to come and start speaking with us. Can you go into detail a little bit about that, or?
Yes, I can do. It's really just reiterating what I've said already in respect that the particular group of ETs that I'm in contact with, lifelong contact with, have reached out to our governments, and there are others that are doing that as well, but we haven't had any response. So now they're saying that the reveal itself will come from a request from the citizens of Earth. So, but they needed that mandated protocol. So they asked me if they gave me the information of what they required, but then I took the action by writing it down. And then I took the action by sharing it with others, because I have an understanding of how powerful thoughts are. And the group in Canada have already requested a copy of the mandated protocol, whether they use it or not, or just share it with their friends. They're expanding that understanding of consciousness that there's a mandate protocol in place. All we've got to do now is request them to come and see us. And they're now speaking to Costa Macrius yesterday of the ET Let's Talk. I think his website is etletstalk.com. And he was asked by his ET guides 13 years ago to create a community where people use CE5 protocols to reach out to our star families. And he now has over 1 million members who, with their family and friends, go out into their backyards once a month. He'll put the date out when we should reach out there, and they reach out and the crafts show themselves. Sometimes people get telepathic communication, and I haven't sent it to him yet, but he requested a copy, and he's going to put that on his website. So we are sharing that information And that's what we're expanding, that consciousness, but also co-creating. We must remember that the co-creation comes from the ET stars family through telepathic communication, and it's all about an understanding of consciousness itself. That is the key. And that's why this will work, because we are talking about it. I'm imagining it. I already have an image in my mind of the craft coming down, a group of people waiting, the craft lands, the door opens, and the beings come out, and they're introduced to our ambassadors here. So I already have that image. I've already spoken about that image. I spoke about that image in, let me see now. If you go on to YouTube and search Kevin Briggs, Miami Conference, 29th of September, 2019, I describe the reveal as I saw it then. It has changed now, and I channeled the information through Ra. Very powerful information came through. So it's already in our consciousness. We're just expanding it now, and this mandated protocol is expanding that.
Very good. I had something I was going to say, and that was, I know. Well, like what you were saying, when you're thinking about all of this, I was taking a walk the other day, and I was thinking about like your mandated protocol, and I was thinking about things, and I videoed it. I'm going to send it to you. I normally send it to Denise Stoner when I see something, or I'm like, I think I just saw a crap, and I'll describe it if I didn't catch it on film, but I caught this on film. And when I saw it in the sky, I sent it to Kate for her to see, and I showed my mom, and they're like, you need to show Kevin. So I got to send it to you. But I was like, okay. I thought, interesting. I haven't seen one for a long time. And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking this, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, you know that I'm going to be talking to Kevin. So that's why you're showing yourself. So I really believe that the more power that we give to this with our minds and opening ourselves up, and like, just remember that like what Kate said and what Kevin said too, the energy you have inside of you is what you're going to exude. And so what you want to attract, that's what you're going to attract to you as well. So make sure what you're putting out is positive, so that you're receiving positive back. Because if you put out negative, and if you cancel yourself out too, that's the same thing. If you say, I'd love to win the lottery, but when you put but in there, you just canceled out everything you just said.
Yeah, that's going back again to how powerful our thoughts are, and when we understand that, and changing from negative thoughts to positive thoughts for some people. We've all got friends who are very doom and gloom and negative, and then we've got the friends who are always very positive and upbeat. So we need to be somewhere in near the upbeat side rather than the negative side. But I think that's an important lesson to learn, really. And we are, you know, we do make mistakes. We all make mistakes, but it's a matter of learning from them. And then listening to podcasts like this, where you can, there's plenty of information out there now on the internet. It's an open university, really. You can click on anything and learn lots of information, but you have to want to do it. You have to be interested in the subject to learn. Some people are happy where they are, and that's fine. But if you want to learn, search for things, search for the different groups, and become members, become active. And even just by joining, you know, Customer Creases group, etletstalk.com, you're doing something positive. You're increasing that level of consciousness, collective consciousness, just by becoming a member. And it's free to join. You just fill in your name, your details. You get an email once a month with some information of when there's a CE5, and just go out there and sit on your patio or in your backyard or whatever, and ask the ETs to show a craft. And when you do that, and it happens, it alters your reality, because the reality now includes you're using telepathic communication, using thought during the day to think about creating the craft coming to see you. And then when you sit outside of an evening and ask, then they'll show themselves. It's proven that, because Costa's now got over 1 million globally, this it does have an effect.
And that's true with any spiritual beings, whether it be our families or your angels, your guides, it's any, whomever that you want to ask things of, or to validate things, or like I have the hearts and the butterflies, you know, like I have different things that I ask for, and Kate does too. And I know you do too, Kevin. So we all have different ways of, doesn't mean that one way is better than the other. It means that we're all working on the same consciousness. And that's what the important thing is.
Yeah, I would agree. And the key is asking,
yes.
You know, and ask and give a reason why you want something to happen. Like my brother with the butterflies. If it had just asked it to land on his hand, would it have done? I doubt it. He needed a reason. And the reason was he wanted to have a look at the colours on his wings. So just simple. Again, it's going back to the words. The words are important. How you phrase that sentence, how you ask, what the intention is, and then you can create that reality. That, and we've all created our reality as it is anyway, but we have to have an understanding of how we've done it, how we've got to this position. And if we're in a position that you're very unhappy with, it's very negative, how can you get out of that negative position? Well, it will start with having positive thoughts, looking for in other areas and things, but it starts with that thought. Now, that must be difficult for those who are in a negative position at the moment, but without that negative thought, the positive thought, you'll be staying down there with the negative thoughts. And if you need to change your life, change your thoughts.
Exactly. Perfect.
Absolutely. And that's one thing, like if you're, you know, I tell people when they're like, well, I'm trapped in this emotion, or I'm stuck in this mind, you know, this thought keeps running through my head over and over again. I'm like, well, take a second, take a breath, first of all. Second, what's one thing that you're grateful for today? And you just, that one thought, and it starts, you know, so then they start thinking, well, I have this and this and this that I'm grateful for. So it gets you on a better mindset. So there are a lot of different tactics that people can use to get out of the negative thinking and out of the negative emotion.
We all have positive things, but I think we're all guilty of that. We all have negative things in our life, but it's just getting those, you know, you can go and I've got a chair under one of the trees. I go and sit there, and the first thought is, I'm grateful for being here. I love this beautiful tree. It's a mature tree. It must have been there over 100 years. What has the tree seen while he's been sat here? I'm just sat here for a short period of time, but I'm sharing the energy of the tree. And that's why the birds, the animals, the insects, they come around, because they're attracted to that level of consciousness. I remember there was a small, about four or five, the large cranes we have here in Florida. They were flying over, and they're flying such formation. And they're only about 30 feet above my head. And I looked up at them, and I said to myself, I thought, I wonder who directs which way they fly. And I was thinking it was the one at the front, because he's leading. And as I said that, the one at the back turned its head, squawked, made a noise, and they all turned in that direction. So my question was answered immediately. It was the one at the back that was directing where they were. On that occasion, the one at the back was directed. But that's the connection to the true consciousness, to nature. And if you apply that to the higher levels of consciousness, it changes who you are as an individual, because you see the positive in the majority of things that you are doing. Just simple things, simple things.
Well, I think that we have covered a lot today, and we've covered a lot more in depth, like I wanted to go, because I wanted to go deep, because your backstory is phenomenal, Kevin, and people can read about that again in like your book, Spiritual Consciousness, A Personal Journey, because it goes back from when you were a child and how things started with you. And also the YouTube interview you just did a little over a week ago with Jeff Mara, that was a phenomenal interview, and it told a lot about your backstory and everything. I wanted to go from, Kate and I both wanted to go from that interview deeper in with this one, so that we could cover more ground and get people really into thinking, not only about this mandate, but about how they think, how they feel. What are they doing on a daily basis that's holding them back? What can they do to better get into that consciousness? So I have really enjoyed having you on today. It's been a phenomenal interview. I thank you.
Well, yes, it's been great. It's been great chatting. I always enjoy chatting to you. And don't forget, Andrea and Kate, without people like yourself, without your knowledge of the podcast and inviting your guests on there, you're sharing that knowledge with other people. And if they've got time to join in and they learn, if they just learn one small lesson, and it helps anybody, everybody. So I'm just thankful for you for inviting me on your show. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Kate. You were amazing, and we appreciate you coming on here so much and sharing your story and, you know, your intellect and just where you are consciously sharing everything that you, all the knowledge that you have is fantastic, and it's definitely needed in this world today, especially. So it's fantastic. So thank you again for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. So if anyone wants to get in contact with Kevin, if you want to learn more about the Mandate Protocol, kevinjamesbriggs@gmail.com. And where can we find your book, Kevin?
It's on Amazon. So anybody wants the book, it's available on Amazon.
And then he has a second book coming out, and we'll be sure to inform you about that in the future as well. So I want to thank Kevin again, thank Kate, and thank you all for being here. I hope that you have elevated your consciousness by watching this today. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You can catch us right here on Celeste the Circle YouTube channel, or you can go to our podcast and listen if you prefer. Also, Celeste the Circle, available on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Anchor.fm, and more. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And make sure you hit that bell notification so that you get notified whenever we upload a new episode. So until next time, thanks for watching and listening. We'll catch you around the bonfire. Don't forget the marshmallows.